Well, it turns out it was May 95 years ago that that Huffines started. That's a name that everybody knows in the automobile business. But it was up just off the square in Denton that the Huffines Motor Company started. And the remarkable thing is, 95 years later, it's still owned by a member of the Huffines family. It's passed on down a couple of three generations. But that is really unique in the automobile business. And Ray Huffines, who's head of Huffines Motor Company, joins us right now. Good to have you with us.
It's good to be here, David.
I mean, the casualties are just astounding out there. It seems like all the family dealerships are owned by either Warren Buffett or part of Auto Nation. It must have been a real struggle to hold on to this for 95 years.
Well, there are obstacles to overcome. First off, you have to have someone that's willing and want to do it, capable of carrying on. And also, you have estate taxes to deal with. And quite frankly, you could have the wrong franchise and the franchise are gone. So we've been very fortunate. The franchises we have, the locations where we are in North Texas, has been something that has been a blessing to us.
You know, and actually the first thing you said is one of the things that I've seen happen with some dealerships is that you got to have somebody who really wants to and is willing to, because you get on down the family tree two or three or four generations and you have offspring and, you know, some of them don't want to be in the car business. They want to go do something else. And it's all usually a pretty wealthy franchise, but somehow you want it monetized.
Yeah.
And that's what motivates a lot of the selling, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, not everybody wants to do it. There are pressures and stresses involved with running a business, and you know, sometimes it's just not a good fit for somebody. So it's been good for us, and I have a son that's working his way up the business now, so we'll see if we can make it to the fourth generation.
That is the fourth generation, isn't it? So tell me about the choices. You've evolved over the years. You've got several Chevrolet dealerships and Jeep and Dodge, but you've added Genesis and Hyundai and Kia, Subaru.
Right.
That's part of the growth plan, I guess, is keeping it fresh.
Yes, diversification is good, you know, because one franchise may be having a down year and another one may have an up year. So having nine dealerships, it does help us to spread cost out among the dealerships for the overhead of the corporate staff. So it's benefited us. We're not trying to be the biggest, but we just want to get better and try to improve every day.
And you, again, you're a survivor, so you know, obviously you're doing well. But I was thinking back of just during your period of making it through the 80s, when there was this horrible banking collapse here, the economy was so terrible, and the oil and gas business went under, and then, you know, after 9/11, everything just, you know, seemed like it ground to a halt, and then 2008 and 9 again. I mean, you really have faced some obstacles along the way.
There's no doubt that there's peaks and valleys and cycles that run in the business, and because we are privately owned, we don't have some of the pressures that public companies have. Public companies are really focused on quarterly earnings, and we just don't have to answer to those type of pressures. So we try to make decisions based on what's best for the long term, not necessarily for the short term. And that affects a lot of the decisions we make.
How do you plan for the long term right now? Because it looks like, from the environment that I see, that you've got challenges out there for the long term, right? I mean, one thing I look around here, and all of a sudden we've developed all these eat, work, play areas. And it seems to remove some of the demands for a car, at least two-car families, if you can almost walk to work and go grab a bite and shop all within a narrow area. It seems to support, you know, the Uber and Lyft argument.
Well, I think people are still going to be buying automobiles for mobility. I think Lyft and Uber have their places, especially when you're traveling and you don't want to rent a car or you just want to go from here to there. But I do believe here in Texas, in our area, people do need an automobile to get where they need to go when they want to go.
And the move toward electric or, you know, CNG or whatever, you know, different methods, are your are the companies that you have involved in that? You can see more electric cars?
Oh, absolutely. We have, you know, electric cars from different franchises, and we do sell some for those people that prefer them. But I don't see, you know, that that's going to be taking over the internal combustion engines very soon at all, because you can only go so far, and you have to be at a place where you recharge, and it's going to take some time. So there are some difficulties now for in-town driving, just to go to work and back, where you can recharge every night. It can work that way. But just an all-electric car going across the country is just not practical.
What about autonomous vehicles? That's the other thing we read so much about.
I think we're a long ways from getting there. So it may happen. Technology is advancing, you know, dramatically, but it's just going to take a long time before we get there, in my opinion.
Yeah, you've been around a long time, so you've got to see it, right? At least the dealership has. 95 years, so J.L. Huffines, then J.L. Huffines Jr., now Ray Huffines, you're running the place. Is there another Huffines out there? Is there a fourth generation?
Yes, my son is Samuel Ray Huffines Jr., and we call him Sam. He's working in the business. When he was about 10 years old, he told me he wanted to be a car dealer, and I told him, you're going to have to go to another market and sell cars. And so he did. He is at school at Texas A&M, and he interviewed with Sewell in Houston for a Houston dealership. And so he was hired, and he was selling Infinities on commission. So he learned that he could do it on his own without his name, you know, playing into it. And he learned from a good organization. And so we brought him back after about 16 months, and he's gained a lot of credibility among our team members, knowing that he has done it someplace else and brought good ideas. So he is going to be much, much better prepared than I ever was.
Well, and you've got good team members, too. I saw the Dallas Morning News continually sort of vote you guys, or at least I guess it's your employees say, you know, this is one of the best places to work in the area.
Well, we are proud of that. It's the surveys that Dallas Morning News does with employees, and it's good. It's a good tool for us to learn where we need to improve. We get good feedback, and that's the value to us. And if we're in the top 100, that's just, you know, extra benefit. But really, it's the information we receive from these surveys that's so beneficial to us.
All right, so you got to keep growing. So you've got Plano and Louisville, and you've got collision centers and Subarus and Kias, and you're in Corinth and. Any more cities? Any more dealerships?
Well, we've just grown, you know, gradually as opportunities presented themselves. So we're not looking to just go out and buy dealerships, which is possible, but you have to operate them. And that's where the biggest issue comes in. You have to have people to operate. It's a very intensive business for operations for people. And so we don't want to ever expand beyond our capabilities of supplying and staffing good people in dealerships.
We want to be able to make it another 95 years. I get congratulations. And I, you know, spend the next 5 years, because you're going to have a heck of a blowout at 100, I would hope.
Yes, I think we'll try to celebrate that one big, too.
All right, that's Ray Huffines. With all the Huffines dealerships all over Collin County and Dallas County and our place house. Good to have you with us. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, David. It's good to be here.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.